Okay. Well, our title today is like all the other titles. It starts out with Fruit of the Spirit, but this one is called Fruit of the Spirit, Gentleness. Now, are any of you here today that were born naturally with gentleness? Now, I'm not going to ask. I won't ask for a show of hands. You're born naturally with a disposition, a personal disposition of gentleness. Well, God wants us to have a Spirit-empowered gentleness, a fruit of the Spirit. He wants to give that supernaturally. It doesn't come naturally. It's something that He creates and gives to us, and He wants us to have it that way. Well, the kind of gentleness that God wants us to have, or God offers us in the gift of, or the fruit of gentleness in the Holy Spirit, is in this passage that I'm going to read. Now, I know a lot of people like to stand halfway through the service, and that's, by the way, that's why we have people stand during the reading of the Word. But if you'd like to do that and you need a change of position, then you can stand for the short reading of the Scripture. So you can do so now. Colossians 3, 12 through 13, very short. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Amen. You may be seated. Humans are very concerned about clothing. And it says here, as God's chosen people, clothe yourselves. So human beings, especially in the United States of America, are very concerned about clothing. More than $180 billion annually are spent on apparel in the United States. Isn't that amazing? That is totally amazing. But it's true. But physical clothing does not make us acceptable to God. If you go back to Genesis, Adam and Eve made fig leaf skirts for themselves, and God turned around and gave them skins from animal sacrifice for a more durable garment that they were going to need later when they had to need the protection of clothing that could last when they left the Garden of Eden. But also, especially, He clothed them spiritually in an atonement, in a covering for their sin. And God's concern is about spiritual covering. It's about spiritual clothing. And that's why this passage is so important, and it emphasizes clothing ourselves. Well, the clothing that God gives us, the clothes that God gives to us spiritually, show our relationship with Him. Now, every newborn baby I've ever seen comes out naked. Every single one. I've not seen one yet that even comes out with a diaper on. But when they are able to, when society deems it right or custom deems it right, then they adopt, or the parents make them adopt, the customary clothing of the parents. It's an identification feature. And it's a similar way with God. God wants us to dress up. Or He, in fact, as a fruit of the Spirit, He wants to dress us up in behaviors that reflect the way He lives. The way He lives. And gentleness is one of those kinds of behaviors. And it's seen in two kinds of spiritual clothing. Now, the passage that I just read, this gentleness in the passage, it mentions other things. And let me read those again real quickly. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, all of those other things, if you look at gentleness and think about it, all of those other things, humility, patience, kindness, compassion, they're all in the word gentleness. So I'm going to emphasize out of that passage the behavior of gentleness, especially because I'm preaching on it today. But two kinds of spiritual clothing that are the clothing of gentleness according to this text. And the first one is the inner garment of forbearance. Now, forbearance, it said in the passage, bear with each other, but it's the biblical word forbearance. And in biblical times, there were basically two pieces of clothing that people, that they were worn by men or women. Okay, they all basically had two pieces of clothing. And one was a tunic. And the tunic was an inner garment. It was like underwear. But it also could be worn as an outer garment. So people could walk around in underwear because that's how they had. That tunic covers most of their body or parts of their body, that, unless they wanted to be cool. But it was right next to their skin. It was an inner garment. And a cloak was the other piece. And it was like a cloak or a robe. And it was made out of heavier material, and it was warmer. And a poorer person, a person who was poor, was in trouble in cold weather if all they had was a tunic. They needed a cloak, you see. But in hot weather, that was the thing of choice, just to wear a tunic in hot weather. And what's interesting is when we deal with difficult people in our lives, when we're having to deal and put up with difficult people, people that are hard to get along with, it's hot weather, isn't it? It's hot weather. And what we need to do is to put on this inner tunic of gentleness. And this inner tunic of gentleness is the inner garment of the inner garment of forbearance, or bearing with, as this passage says, bearing with the people. Now, forbearance is an inner attitude of the heart, and it behaves differently with different people, and the word has different meanings, and so that's how it's applied. In some situations, it means to hold up under the situation, to not to fall apart, okay? You know, it's like dealing with a problem child, okay? A parent might say, I could just scream, or I could just pull my hair out, dealing with this child. And by the time the child is a teenager, and the parent is voiceless, they're bald. Okay? Well, people behave immaturely sometimes with us, don't they? They treat us, they're behaving immaturely, and it's like they're not grown up. It's like they haven't grown up yet. Well, when that happens, we need to have forbearance. We need to remember why God calls all of us His children. Even when they're old, we're still His children. We're still growing up, aren't we? We have that common nature. That common nature was mentioned in the quote I told you at the beginning. It's the common nature. That needs to be our foundation of forbearance or gentleness. And it also means, just in another situation, to hold oneself erect or firm, to hold oneself erect or firm. It's maintaining your integrity. Maintaining your integrity in the midst of the situation. One problem or one danger that we have in dealing with difficult people is being pulled down to their level. You ever had that happen to you? You're sort of wrangling with a difficult person, and you're sort of pulled down to their level. Well, it says in Proverbs, do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. That's good wisdom. We need to stand firm and erect. We need not to bend ourselves over to the level that the difficult person is manifesting. Now, we can always see that happening, and the spectators who watch us in an argument with a difficult person can sometimes see which one is the difficult person.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then as a safety measure, God gives us the fruit of gentleness when we are trying to correct, or we're trying to get a person who is off course, and it's a difficult person. Why is the person difficult? Because they do not see that they're doing anything wrong. We do, and everybody else does. And we may be trying to help them. Well, it says in Galatians, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you are also tempted. Why tempted? Because we're of that common nature, aren't we? And then it also means in another situation to sustain, to bear, to endure. And what that really means is it's not just a passive word, it's an actively patient, being actively patient. Now what do I mean, actively patient? Well, while you are waiting on God, while you're patient, while you're enduring, while you are bearing up under this, you are waiting on God, but you're doing something. You're treating that person gently in the meantime until God acts, until God works. Now, you know, people can change. Even a difficult person can mellow out, or something can change in their life. Maybe they will get converted, and the Holy Spirit will come into their heart and start transforming. That long process of building up these gifts of the Spirit and fruits of the Spirit and a holy life, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? While there is life, there is hope. Sadly, some people will never change. Some people will never change. C.S. Lewis, he said that God refuses to let people with hellish hearts, people that have hell on the inside, and he refuses to let people with hellish hearts spoil heaven for others. And that's the reason there is a hell. It's a solution to the problem. Now, if that happens, and it will happen with some people, if that happens, we have to let them go there. It's their choice. We have to let them go there, but we have to make sure of one thing, that their memory about us will be that we treated them with gentleness. Now, they may not even remember that, but at least our testimony to them will be a memory of gentleness if we practice this fruit of gentleness, this forbearance. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. My dad used to say that. He doesn't say very much anymore, but he says, being poor isn't bad. It's just not handy. Well, in Bible times, poor people often had only one garment. You can see that in Scripture in many places, that they only had one garment to wear. And in cold weather, hopefully it was a cloak. Hopefully it was a cloak to keep them warm. And since that cloak was next to the skin, it was like having an inner garment and an outer garment being your same garment. You didn't have a tunic. You didn't have an undergarment. So your cloak was your inner garment and outer garment. And that's very interesting because God wants us to dress up in behaviors that reflect the way He lives. When we put on gentleness, we are putting on a cloak of forgiveness. It's like we were putting on the tunic of forbearance, but we're putting on the cloak of forgiveness. But if all we have is the cloak of forgiveness, then it has an inner action and an outer behavior. There's an inward action and an outer behavior, both in underwear and your outerwear, okay? You got both in this thing of forgiveness. It's an inside action and an outside. So let's look at the garment of forgiveness. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That is what it says here. And the focus of verse 13 is that the focus of forgiveness is whatever grievances you may have. Whatever grievances you may have. Now, we could list a whole bunch of grievances and have a whole sermon about grievances and say, this is this kind of a grievance and that kind of a grievance. This is how it comes and so on. But the problem is, no matter what the grievance is, no matter what it is, no matter what it says you may have, retained grievances become bitternesses. Okay. They become resentment. And bitterness is poison. God is concerned about spiritual clothing. Why is He concerned about spiritual clothing? Because we have the habit of dressing toxically. What do I mean? Well, the English language has a lot of idioms that speak about wearing our attitudes. I don't know why it's that way, but it's sort of that way. She's wearing her emotions on her sleeve. You heard of that one, right? He has a chip on his shoulder. Boy, am I glad to get that off my chest. Uh-huh. and smile, put on a happy face. Wear your attitude, right? Well, we do wear our attitude. No one goes naked. Not even in a nudist colony do they go naked. Everybody wears something. They wear their behaviors emotionally. And God wants us to wear the cloak of forgiveness. An inner attitude and an outer attitude. Now, our standard for forgiving people is not something we create. It's the same kind of real forgiveness that God himself practices toward us. As it says in the passage, forgive as the Lord forgave you. That is our standard. We cannot get away from that standard. It is a very high and lofty standard. We cannot practice it ourselves. We have to practice it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he gives it to us in his fruit. The fruit of gentleness. Now, it's inward. It's inward because it comes from the heart. It should come from the heart. And so God expects us to forgive people from our hearts. Now, when Jesus told the parable of the unmerciful servant who was thrown into prison for his debt, and then he was forgiven this great debt, but then he took some, there's a humongous debt, and he was forgiven, and then he took this one that owed him just a smidgen, just a little bit. And he took that guy and threw him into prison. Well, he ended up back in prison when he was discovered. But when he was thrown back in prison, Jesus ended the parable this way. He said, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. It's inward. It's not just lip service, I forgive you. It's an inward forgiveness. It's the way that the real kind of forgiveness that God does for us. He doesn't say, I forgive you. Well, he forgives us from his heart, and he expects us to forgive from our hearts. But God's forgiveness, But God's forgiveness is also an outward forgiveness because he communicates it. He has communicated it forever. When Jesus was stripped naked on the cross, he was stripped bare to die on the cross. Most people know that from not just from history, but in scripture, and many times they paint pictures of that way. He did not die naked. Remember what I said about nakedness. Nobody goes naked. They always clothe themselves in something. Well, when he died, he clothed himself with gentleness. Because he put on the outer cloak of forgiveness. Christ, when he paid for our sins, he prayed something indirectly for us while he was praying directly for those who were crucifying him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And difficult people, really, they can be a very great pain, but they don't know sometimes that they are being a pain. They are blinded by their own whatever it is that's causing their problems. They're blinded by it. And they're causing others pain and they're being difficult. They may never know this. They may never know it in this life or in the next. But in this life, we need to let them know, according to what Jesus did. We need to let them know out loud what Jesus did, that we forgive them. First of all, from the heart, and then outwardly with our hands. Like Jesus did. Jesus said, follow me. We meet a lot of difficult people in our lives. And sometimes we hold grievances against them. But Jesus said, in Matthew 5:40, he said, if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Where would that leave you? You would be physically nude. You would walk out of that courtroom with not a stitch, wouldn't you? Well, he doesn't worry about us walking out of the courtroom with no clothes on, no physical clothes. But he wants us to dress in forbearance and forgiveness, and then we are clothed. And then in his sight, we have clothing on. We're not naked. You see that? And that matched in how Jesus put that, taking off all of our physical clothing and get in the car. Innocent. Because those aren't as important as what you're really wearing and what he really wants you to wear. The tunic of forbearance. Putting up with difficult people. The tunic or the cloak of forgiveness. Not only in your heart forgiveness, but saying, I forgive you. God wants us to dress up in behaviors that reflect him. God has been gentle with us. And gentleness is the dress that he wants us to wear before a watching world. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this astounding message about gentleness. Lord, you have been extremely gentle with us. Lord, you have put up with us when we have been crybabies, when we've been whiners, when we have thrown fusses and tantrums. You have put up with us. You have not lost your integrity. And Lord, you have been, you have endured our little tantrums. But Lord, you have given us also your Holy Spirit to change us, to transform us. And you have given us this tunic of forbearance toward others. And a cloak of forgiveness so that we can pronounce, not only in our hearts I forgive them, but pronounce outwardly we forgive them. Lord, I pray that we will wear gentleness as our garment. That, Lord, you will never let us go naked, no matter what kind of clothing we have, physically. That you'll never let us go naked from these spiritual coverings that you want in our lives, upon our lives, before a watching world. We pray in Jesus' name.